fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour, our third hour, Firearms Monday. Monday, the second day of November. Perfect tip of the day, first of all, pray without ceasing. Pray for our president and his family. Pray for our country. Pray for President Donald J. Trump to be reelected overwhelmingly tomorrow. Part two of the prepper tip of the day, make sure all your team members have mechanical wristwatches. No batteries, mechanical wristwatches. We have several listed for sale under Amazon products at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number you can call beginning Wednesday afternoon. Order a custom rifle, sign up for some training. Here's that telephone number, 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think it's probably a good time to go over the firearms tip of the week.
It is.
Okay, so we're on the eve of what could be a very violent period in the United States. So your firearms should be cleaned. They should be oiled. Your magazines should be loaded. Go ahead and top them off. If you normally put 2 less than the capacity of the mag to spare the spring, go ahead and top your magazines off. And make sure that your guns are zeroed. You've got about 6-7 hours of daylight left to do this. Get your gun zeroed today or tomorrow. Make sure that they're on, that you're current with them, that you know where they're at. And get ready. Particularly if you live in the cities. Honestly, if I had a wife and kids and I lived in a major metropolitan area in the United States controlled by a Democratic mayor, I would move my family out of there. Particularly if Trump wins. If Trump wins in a landslide, you're going to see rioting, you're going to see burning, you're going to see an attempt at destabilization like you've never seen before in this country. There are paid operatives in most of the major cities that have groups of people that are ready to destroy, loot, and burn. And If you've got a wife and kids, or you're a single mother at home living in the city, find another place to be this week. You know, hopefully your insurance is up to date. Check on that. Make sure that your insurance is current. Hopefully your policy has a rider in it that allows you protection in civil unrest. Some don't. You might want to work on that today if you live in the city. I'm sure you're probably well aware of everybody boarding up their businesses, getting ready for the violence. If you're not, I'm not sure what you've been working on, but it might be a good thing to look at today. Maybe you can mitigate some damage at the very last minute.
Good advice, Sam. I heard that a St. Louis suburb shopping area was going to be boarded up over the weekend. I drove through there. I saw no signs of anything being boarded up. But in some cities, that would probably be a very prudent thing to do, wouldn't it?
If I lived in Atlanta or Baltimore or New York City or Chicago, first off, I wouldn't live there. But secondly, if I did, I would be putting, literally screwing 1/8 inch Lexan sheets over all my windows. And I would be getting my family out of there probably no later than tomorrow afternoon, depending on the situation, you know, going around. I mean, I'd be going on vacation. I'd be going to grandma's house in the country. I'd be doing something other than having me and my kids sitting in my urban home in Baltimore or in Cleveland or in Chicago or in Minneapolis or in San Francisco. You know, this is the thing. Amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. And what you need to understand about the logistics of the enemy is that their goal is control. Their mechanism for control is fear. They manufacture fear by destroying things that belong to other people. And logistically, they're much more capable and they have much more political cover operating in the large democratically controlled cities. It's just a fact of life. And if you understand the logistics of the enemy, then you understand exactly what I'm saying. And so last warning from Sam, get out of the cities, do it now. Either board your house up or buy some Lexan and cover some windows. You know, 8 screws per sheet will do it. And hopefully you can protect your home. Call your insurance guy. Make sure your insurance is up to snuff for rioting and burning and arson. And pray for the best.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. The call number, you got a question or comment, is 512-248-8252. Well, along with that advice, if you are spending some time this coming week in one of those metropolitan areas, be sure you've got plenty of food, water, a way to stay warm if the power grid goes down. Make those last-minute preps. Make sure you inventory everything. You haven't overlooked anything, right, Sam?
Absolutely. Now's the time to take an inventory and know where everything's at that you might need. I have a business partner who lives in St. Louis City. He's one of the investors in the Freedom Center. This weekend, I'm sure he spent loading things into containers and staging them on the inside of his garage door. He's been to training classes at the Freedom Center. He's actually very skilled with his AR-15 and his pistol. He did quite well in the courses. He has bug out bag with clothes and stuff. So if things get ugly in St. Louis, he can literally throw 5 containers into a van, throw another 3 or 4 containers into his son's pickup truck, and the two of them can throw their bug out bags with their clothes and shoes and boots and other things that they need, food, you know, and supplies, and they can be out of town in 15 minutes.
Well, that's a plan. It sounds like a viable plan. And we've been talking about this for months, many months, all this year, basically. Now the event is less than 24 hours away. The election starts tomorrow morning. And prayer is powerful and prayer works, doesn't it, Sam?
It sure does. And if you're a Christian, like John said earlier, pray for this country. Pray for Donald Trump, for Melania Trump, for his sons and his daughter. You know, a lot of people hate Trump. And a lot of people hated Obama. You know, I've for years watched these horrific memes about Michelle Obama, depicting her as all kinds of things, animals and a male and all this kind of stuff. And if you're spending emotional energy on hate, you're not thinking logically, you're not acting Christ-like, and you're wasting time and energy. And I'll tell you what I'll be doing tonight. I'll be cleaning my 308. I'll be lubricating my semi-auto 308. I'll be lubricating my wife's AR-15. I'll be lubricating my two AR-15s. They will be cleaned and lubed. I will be tightening the sights, the mounts. I'm going to go to the range this evening with a light shining on a target at 60 yards. I'm going to zero all my CQB weapons. I'm going to tighten the MOS sight on my pistols. I'm going to make sure that those screws are snug and tight, and then I'm going to verify the zero on my two pistols. And I'm going to sight in with a particular lot of ammo so that the weapons are set up for a very particular type of ammo and the zeros are perfect. That's what I'm going to do this afternoon and this evening. So don't call me. I'll be at the range getting ready.
Well, the odds of Antifa showing up in Lebanon are very slight, but why take a chance, right?
Well, the odds of me getting a phone call from a friend in St. Louis saying I'm surrounded by such and such, can you get a team up here and bail me out? We can hold them off for a couple hours, are actually pretty high. And, you know, Sam has a difficult time saying no to those requests, so.
Okay, understood. Understood. Well, my goodness. What can you say? Well, I'll say this. Call number is 512-248-8252.
And, Mark, if you're listening and I get one of those calls, the first words out of my mouth are going to be, I told you so.
Yeah, they need to be said. Those words need to be said. I'm making similar plans myself, Sam, to protect life and property. And I also am subject to getting calls like that from certain individuals. And I may or may not say I told you so, but I'll help any way I can.
You know what's really funny is, and I'll tell you this story from Ferguson. You know, Natalie's Cakes and More. Natalie is this African-American woman who is a highly skilled baker. And she has a little bakery on South Florissant Road, just north of the firehouse and the police station. And during the rioting, they broke into her bakery. They stole her mixer, this huge mixer, which is a major tool for her production center as a baker. A massive machine, not the type of mixer you have in your kitchen, but a very right. large professional mixer.
Right.
And they stole that, and they ransacked her bakery and just did all kinds of damage. And We were there guarding her bakery during Thanksgiving, right after the grand jury announcement. And she's a smart gal, you know. She got Lexan. Instead of replace the windows with new glass, she got some extra money, and she bought Lexan to put on the windows, the front side of the windows. And I wish I had a picture of the guy's face that tried to throw a brick through her Lexan window. And that thing bounced off like a Super Bowl, man. It just come flying back off the. And I, you know, here I am over on the roof of the Savoy building watching this clown who thinks he's going to throw a brick through this big piece of glass, you know, this giant plate glass window. And right. that brick comes flying back at him. It was absolutely hysterical.
Well, of course, that was after the previous damage had been already complete. Well, she's back in business, I hope. Do you know any follow-up on
that? Oh, yeah, she's been doing great.
Okay.
She's been doing absolutely great. You know, and she was just smarter than a lot of people. You know, she saw a problem. Okay, this person threw stuff through my windows. They broke into my shop. Okay, rather than replace it with glass and have the same problem all over again, I'm going to get something tougher. And she's just smart. I mean, and, you know, a lot of small businesses either didn't have the money or weren't smart enough to replace their glass windows with Lexan. But I'll tell you what, it was a good move on her part.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Of course, during the Ferguson riots, you and I were doing a daily report, daily update on the radio of the events taking place there. And, of course, Governor Nixon was in daily contact with Hussein Obama, doing everything he could to make the events there just as bad as they could be, wasn't he?
A lot of people don't want to admit. This is another thing. You know, Christians are going to have to go through this kind of awakening if we're going to save this country. And one of the things that the average Christian conservative has to understand is the Department of Justice is corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. And people say, oh, Sam, you can't say that. The FBI are good people. Well, yeah, there's good people working in the FBI. None of them are in the leadership. The FBI lost to corruption in the last 3 years 11 of their top 15, including Director Comey, who's a straight-up criminal. And so I don't want to hear any of this BS that the FBI is a good police organization. They got good guys working at the bottom of the ladder. But by the time you get to the SAC level and up, you got nothing but ass clowns that are criminals. And the same thing at the Department of Justice. You got a bunch of crooked attorneys. And, you know, I've heard Doug Hagman talk about how the Department of Justice is slowly being cleaned up by the Trump administration. And if he wins a second term, he's going to finish the job there and clean up the FBI. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. But, you know, if we don't go to the polls and vote, Trump may not have the chance. And we will be in a civil war, or what I call a revolutionary war, not a civil war, probably by March of next year, February to March of next year, because the Democrats take the House, the Senate, and the White House. They are going to ram through rifle confiscation.
Well, the object of that is obviously to start civil war, because that's what they will get precisely, isn't it?
Well, they'll get, I don't know about a civil war, they'll get an uncivil war. There's a lot of people in this country now that are on to their game, and nobody I know is giving up their rifles.
No.
And see, you don't bury your guns in your backyard. Let me just say this. We've had conversations on the show about how to bury a gun, blah, blah, blah. If you have to bury a gun, you've already lost. You're past the point where you should have stood up and fought. Okay? Don't bury your rifles. Use them. And see, a lot of people, and I want to go over the math, you know, 4 years ago when Trump took office, we had about 87 million gun owners in the United States, right? Some people say 77 million. Some people say 87 million. Those are the estimates. But let's go over the math after the break, and we'll talk about the reality of all this.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of November. This hour is sponsored by the Rocket Stove, the most efficient way to heat with wood that money can buy, and a lot less expensive than many heat-burning appliances, by the way, at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, don't call before Wednesday afternoon. And of course, that's assuming we still have electricity and telephones, 417-718-2597. So you're going to be telling Mark I told you so if you have to bring a tactical team there to rescue him and his family.
You know, I like to help people. Yeah, it's just, I like to see everybody succeed. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care whether you're rich or you're poor or you're middle class. I like to see everybody improve their station in life and enjoy life. You know, it's a great gift, this thing called life that we have from our Creator. And I really enjoy seeing people enjoy their life. But you know what? I'm also the first guy, when I've been warning you about something for years, and you don't follow my advice, and then stuff hits the proverbial fan, and you've created an emergency for yourself because you ignored my advice, I'm the first guy on planet Earth to go, what did I tell you 2 years ago? I am, and that's a personality flaw of mine, but I am just the first guy on planet Earth to say I told you so.
Well, sometimes it needs to be said, no doubt whatsoever.
Probably doesn't do a lick of good in the long run to say I told you so, but it sure the hell makes me feel better, John.
Well, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, as I say, and so don't feel like a Lone Ranger. My article, No Need for Panic, which was published in 2006, it's free download, initially wrote for my brother and brother-in-law, because I knew two things. First of all, they needed to read it. Second of all, they wouldn't pay attention. But on the second, it's only 19 pages. On the second and third page, I say that a great way for the government to get people to stay at home would be to have a biological attack on our country, which, of course, has happened, hasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has, and unfortunately, people have bought off on the lies. But I want to go over the math of this whole situation for everybody that's feeling scared or feeling like, you know, oh, what are we going to do? Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
There's less than 100,000 armed federal agents that have any skills with firearms at all. Okay? There's slightly less than 1 million police officers in the United States of America, half of whom are on our side, maybe even more than half. If you're in the inner cities controlled by Democrats, probably not so many are on your side. But if you're in the county, your sheriff's department, your rural city police departments, these guys believe in the Constitution. They believe in America. They believe in the Bill of Rights and in the way of life that is traditionally American. They're on our side. Okay, so you give them 100,000 federal agents, which is generous by any stretch, and you give them half the police force, the enemy. Okay, so now they're up to 600,000 folks, right? Well, there's 6 million deer hunters in the state of Pennsylvania. Okay, so the deer hunters in Pennsylvania outnumber the guns of the government by 10 to 1. Now, let's talk about America as a whole. Let's talk about all the states in the United States. So in the U.S., back when Trump was elected, the estimates were 77 to 87 million gun owners. So let's just call it 80 million. There's 80 million gun owners. Now, 21 million of those people are veterans. 17 million of the veterans are extremely well armed. These are graduates of the U.S. military. 17 million. And I guarantee you 80% of those people are on our side, if not more. So what's 80% of 17 million? I mean, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Let me see if I can do this here real quick in my head. 17 million, let's see, 80% would be roughly what? 13,600,000 armed veterans?
That's a lot of people.
More after the break.
We do have a break. Call number is 512-248-8253.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, where's Winston Churchill when we need him? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots there, lots to educate. You might want to read my paper I wrote in 2006 where I said the government would use a disease to keep people at home voluntarily. How about that? If you have issues with pain, arthritis pain especially, get yourself an energy cleaner. It'll help. If you have issues with sleep, I sleep as good as a small child every night because of the energy cleaner. You can also get yourself an energy cleaner, get a mattress pad to go with it. I'm getting fresh deliveries pretty much every week of energy cleaners and mattress pads. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's from me to you personally. My home business. When you place your order, I box them up. I take them to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where you can get all-you-can-eat catfish dinner on Friday nights for $8. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. The new call in number here at Republic Broadcasting is 512-248-8252. This is Firearms Monday. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the Facebook page. Here it is, Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, call Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully Sam will be able to answer the phone and not be in a foxhole with a bayonet. But that telephone number is 417-718-2597. Let's go over those numbers, Sam. They're fascinating.
Yeah, we were talking before the break about the logistics and the numbers of what does conflict look like in the United States of America. Okay, so we generously give the federal government 100,000 federal agents. It's probably more like 40,000, but just let's be on the safe side. Let's not underestimate the enemy, right? 100,000, okay, and you give them, let's say we have 444,000 active military, and let's say that basically one-fifth of those guys are shooters. The rest are logistics. So what does that mean? You know, times 0.2, we come up with about 88,800. Let's give them 100,000 military guys, right? So now they've got 200,000 people. Let's give them half the police force. So now they got 700,000. Now let's talk about the American people, the American riflemen. Okay. The most they could muster in their fondest dreams is 700,000. And they couldn't do it all at once. And they certainly couldn't do it on a moment's notice. But let's give them 700,000. Now let's talk about the American riflemen. Back in 2016, there were about 80 million gun owners. Here in 2020, at the beginning of 2020, there were 100 million gun owners in the United States. Since January of this year, 17 million guns have been purchased. 17 million guns, firearms, have been purchased by civilians in America since January of 2020. Now, let's just say that 10% of those are new gun owners. That brings our total to almost 102 million gun owners in the United States of America. So if we were to take 102 million and divide into that 700,000. The American gun owner outnumbers the government guns in their fondest dreams, outnumbers them 145 to 1. 145 to 1. It's probably more like 300 to 1. But we were generous when we counted what the federal government could muster against the American people. We outnumber them 145 to 1 in their best case scenario. That is dramatic. Think about the American Revolution. We had less than 500,000 guns on the continental U.S. in the American Revolution. The British sent a bunch of troops over, thousands of troops over. We had less than 1%. People say 3%, but it was really less than 1% that actually picked up a rifle and fought the British. Do you know we have over 120 times the number of firearms? And they're not single shots anymore. They're AR-15s with 30-round mags. They're semi-auto pistols. The American people are in so much of a better position to overthrow tyranny now than we ever were in 1776. There is much more power residing with the people now than ever were possessed by the people in 1776. The American riflemen, the only way they lose is to lay down their arms or give up their rifles. The only way the American people lose this fight is if they quit. We outnumber the enemy 145 to 1 in their best case scenario. And I want people to take heart in that. Take heart in the wisdom of our founding fathers. take heart in the entrepreneurs like Steve Hornady and Mike Dillon and the guys at Winchester and the guys at Remington and the guys at DPMS and the guys at Lone Wolf and the men at 419, right? All of these American entrepreneurs in the arms industry that have made sure that the American people are the largest armed force the world has ever seen. We are an indomitable force. The only way we lose is to not fight, is to lay down our arms and quit. And I can tell you this, my friends here in southern Missouri, there isn't an ounce of quit in all of us added up together. Nobody's given up their rifles. Nobody's laying down their arms. Nobody's going to capitulate to these baby-murdering, communist, elitist thugs that want to steal the spoils earned by our fathers and our grandfathers, and they want to control this world and manipulate everything to their evil ends. Nobody is going to capitulate to these fools, nor should they.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree.
Can you imagine, John, if a guy like me has got, and, you know, I'm not a rich guy, I'm a middle-class guy, but if a guy like me has got a quarter of a million rounds, can you imagine what the wealthy, patriotic Americans have stockpiled?
I have a pretty good imagination. It would be in the hundreds of thousands of rounds, obviously.
I mean, right after Sandy Hook, I had customers that lived in the wealthier homes in St. Louis County. And a lot of times these are retired colonels, retired light colonels, retired flag officers that live in St. Louis County. And they live in nice homes. And a lot of them had safe rooms bigger than my living room of my home. And I would deliver 4x4 foot cubes, pallets of ammo. And they would have gun racks and a horseshoe all on the walls. And down the center of their safe room were these 4 foot pallets, 5 or 6 pallets deep in a 30 foot room, you know, four pallets deep in a 30 foot room, and sometimes stacked too high. And these guys owned their own companies and they had lots of employees. And I would ask them casually, you know, why are you stockpiling all this ammo? You couldn't possibly shoot all this yourself. And a lot of them would say things, well, I have like 300 or I have 700 or I have 1,100 employees. And if things ever go to hell in this country, I want to make sure that the men that work for me have enough ammo to stand up and fight. I mean, and this has gone on for years. This was 2013, right after Sandy Hook. I was having these conversations and delivering truckloads of ammo to people. I'm just telling you, the power of the American people, the amount of ammo, the amount of weapons, the amount of things that the American people have to fight with, it is incomparable to the few tools that they had in 1776. And to do our ancestors proud, you know, we should defeat these people and defeat them quickly.
I agree, absolutely. Got a question or comment, give us a call at 8512-248-8252. It would be pretty awe-inspiring to walk into a room that had 6 pallets of ammunition stacked up. That would be truly awesome.
Well, every time I think about it, I get a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. I don't think these communist collectivists have any clue as to the number of Americans that have been preparing for this little takeover they're trying to pull. You know, the people in the South, they've been preparing. If you're south of the Mason-Dixon line and you're a conservative, you've probably been stockpiling ammo your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people joke, you know, they say, oh, the South will rise again. Well, to people in the South, that's not a joke. That's real.
Right.
You know,
right.
they were abused in the Civil War. They didn't arrest the slave owners. They went into the cities and burnt the banks and the schools and destroyed, you know, the urban areas of the South. I mean, anyone can read about the burning of the South. There's multiple books written about it. But, you know, the people in the South have not let that truth die. And they have made it known to successive generations that we owe them one. And the people in the South have been getting ready. The hunters, the people that believe in the Second Amendment in the North, they've been getting ready. You know, guys like Mike Dillon that sell these beautiful 1100 reloading presses and these 1050s. And I mean, there's a reason why they're backlogged 12 weeks. They can't make them fast enough. And Mike Dillon has a huge manufacturing facility. I mean, he's put out thousands and thousands of presses just in the last 12 months. These presses can load, depending on which machine. If you buy a Dillon 550, you can load 300 to 400 rounds an hour. If you buy a 650 or a 750, you can load between 400 and 600 an hour. And if you buy an 1100 or a Dillon 1050 and you know what you're doing, you can load between 800 and 1100 rounds an hour. I mean, and these presses are all over the United States making ammo as we speak.
Well, before we get our next caller, you know, I live 100 miles southwest of St. Louis, and I'm seeing more and more full-size flags flying from pickup trucks, American flags, Gadsden flags, Trump flags, Confederate battle flags, flying from the backs of trucks and flying more at homes as well. And we got a couple of callers here. First, we have David in Virginia. Good morning, David.
John, hi, Sam.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Sam, this is David Sunkel from Bristow, Virginia.
Hey, David.
I trained with a... We spoke a couple days ago, but I trained with you at the end of August, and just wanted to get on the line finally, and thank you for the training, and thank you for the program and the vision that you and the men who have built your facility, have put together. It means so much. I really believe in my heart that it's a real game changer for the country. And I looked for a couple of years for somebody to train with, even asked friends who were, or friends of a friend who were former Navy SEALs, and I could not find anybody to train me. My background is I'm in the professional world. I practice architecture and have a family and, just heads down working all the time. But when all this mayhem started to break through the surface, I quickly got up to speed on what was going on. And, John, I want to thank you for your radio show. And the information you have on your website, it is really fantastic. I mean, all the information you have there, anybody, and I'm living proof of that. If I can get up to speed that quickly, then anybody can. But people need to, like you said earlier in the show, Sam, people got to wake up. And absolutely, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, the Bible says very clearly, in the book of Genesis, the Lord is a man of war. When he freed the Israelites, the first thing he got them to do, one, after 40 years of wandering in the desert, to for lack of a better word, tame them, so to speak, get them to get a lot of junk out of their heads and see clearly. First thing he did was organize them and count how many men of battle age were in the population. And we're at that point right now. And, I can't say enough about what you guys have put together in Lebanon, Indiana. I really can't. To transfer the knowledge and the skills to enable the citizens of this country to maintain freedom and fight for it when it's necessary. And that time has arrived. It is necessary now.
All right.
And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me enough knowledge and enough skill. I went through your basic handgun and your basic carbine, 4 days of training. And since I came back, I've been, doing the dry practice. I finally made it out to the range to see if that helped, and boy, did it. I'm no expert, but I do have enough confidence in the knowledge that I have and in what I was able to learn in 4 days and then bring back and work on it to get ready. And I'm ready. And I look forward to doing some more training soon for the next round.
Okay,
fantastic.
If I've run out of time, I'll let the other caller go. If I've got a couple of minutes, I do have a couple of questions.
Well, get your questions in. Go ahead.
Fire away.
Oh, okay. As far as primers go, can these be made cost-effectively in a home environment or a small business?
Pretty difficult to do unless you're a chemist and a machinist. Not something I would recommend.
Okay. Do you have a date for your next reloading class?
I don't. We get requests for reloading classes, and then we do them. You know what we are going to do that you might be interested in? I think the next level that you're ready for, based on your current training, I think December 11th, 12th, and 13th, we may be doing the enhanced urban vehicle tactical training, where you're learning how to integrate fighting with your handgun and your carbine at the same time, and you're learning to shoot through glass and shoot in and around vehicles and from behind cover. You get a lot more experience and a lot more techniques for that.
Fantastic. Okay, put that on the calendar. And then lastly, as far as reloading my own ammo, what would be involved? Is it a very involved process if I were wanting to sell some of the ammo I would be making legally?
Well, if you're going to sell ammo that you make, you've got to have an FFL. And so you're going to have to research. You could call me Wednesday offline and we can chat about that.
Okay, great. Again, guys, thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Have a great week.
All right, we got our last caller, Dan Sutterfield. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You guys were talking about the numbers on the government side of it, the military side of it. And you may have covered this in other shows. I apologize, my memory's pathetic. But do you guys have any feeling on how many of those folks that have obviously taken an oath to the Constitution that are going to let that override their pathetic orders when they're told to go take the citizens?
Yeah.
How many will stand with the Constitution versus their orders?
It varies by branch. The government's actually given out questionnaires and tests and asked
I knew
questions.
That. Yeah.
And yes. And so for the Army, it's probably 60 will follow orders. 60% will follow orders, 40% will not. As you migrate into the special forces and you migrate up in rank above E6, it dramatically shifts the other direction. So, a lot higher percentage will support the Constitution and a lot lower percentage will take orders that violate the Constitution. Now, in the Marine Corps, you have a little bit different culture. The senior NCOs instill in the privates and the corporals very clearly, you will not accept an order that is unconstitutional. The culture is different in the Marine Corps. And in the Guard and Reserve, you have generally more experienced guys, and you have people that are working as civilians and also serving their country in the Guard and Reserve. They are dramatically higher percentage pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights, anti-order taker. And the real question, the real problem is the Air Force, because there's a high percentage of people in the Air Force that, for some reason or other, are willing to follow orders rather than uphold their oath to the Constitution of the United States. The good news is we have things like the 131st Fighter Wing, and we have Guard and Reserve units with fighter aircraft and Apache helicopters and other things, and these people are adamantly pro-Constitution. So it's quite the mix.
Sounds like it. Okay, one last thing, and thank you for that answer.
Go ahead.
When they come to your door and you haven't buried your guns, so you can't say, I don't have any, I know this is a big answer probably, but just give it to us in a nutshell. What do you do when they come to your door? Hope you got some neighbors there to beef you up or what?
No. You kill two of them. As long as you get two and there's only one of you, they can't win.
Gotcha. Well, I figured there might be a dozen, but maybe they'd spread them out, you know.
That's fine. If there's a dozen of them, then you kill as many as you can. And here's the thing. As soon as the word gets out that they're doing gun confiscation, the fight will shift from your doorstep. It will shift to their home and their headquarters and their agency and their buildings and their logistical train rather than your home. And see, that's the key, is that you fight immediately and then you shift the place where the conflict happens away from your backyard or your front yard to their backyard and their front yard. And these people will have no safe haven once the word gets out that they're doing gun collection.
That's an excellent note to end on. I appreciate you guys so much.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, if a thief comes to your door to take stuff that is rightly yours, you kill them. It's that
simple. Pretty simple. Pretty simple.
You kill them.
Pretty straightforward.
You don't give up your guns. You don't give up. If someone comes in your house to rape your wife, are you just going to give up your wife? Are you going to give up your rifle? Are you going to give up everything? Because once they take your guns, they can torture you and then kill you on their own time, and they can keep it all secret. See, and that's the thing. Whoever's the canary in the mine, you kill them, and you get the word out they're doing gun confiscation, and then the American people put an end to that bullshit.
Absolutely. Sam, best of luck. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon, sir.
John, Godspeed, and thank you for everything you do, brother. And we'll talk soon. Have a great week, sir.
Okay.
Let freedom ring.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.